Please keep your phone on mute, we will be right with you. Vulgarity or profanity is absolutely prohibited. You will be promptly disconnected and blocked. Thank you for choosing the Trim Radio Network. Please stand by.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Offsides. And I am Michael Bejas. And guess what we're going to talk about tonight? We're talking about college football top 25 plus 5. Now, last week, if you remember my picks, and let's just go over this real simple here, I messed up on a few. Woo! Boy, did I pay a price. But anyway, before we begin, let's just start off with our normal introduction. Welcome to the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, message us. It's real easy to do. We'll set you up, get you going with podcasts or whatever. If you have an idea for a show, just let us know. We'd love to go over it with you. Anyway, we also have great merchandise, and it's right before Christmas time. And we really do have some amazing stuff, good quality. And it lasts a long time, and it's strong, it's durable, and we have everything from mouse pads to shirts to sweatshirts to jackets to hats, just about anything you can imagine. They make great Christmas gifts, so if you have a favorite show you're following, go check out our merchandise. It's right on Trim Radio Network, and the Listen In button's there, too, and you can message us right off of the page. Now, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and anybody else is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information that we share is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that great song right there, well, I'll tell you what, this is the week. This is rivalry week and game time right here, right now from Van Halen, baby. And I can't think of a better song to play. Normally during the rest of the year, I have one song that I pick out, but then right here at this time, I pick out my own. And right here, right now, is just awesome. It's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, and I'd love to hear from you. Call in. I want your opinions. You know what? It's real easy. 803-866-1667. If you disagree with me, I want to hear it. I just ask no cussing or swearing or anything like that. Give me your ideas on the game. Tell me what you think. I'm there. I'll listen. We'll chat about it, man. But let's get on with it. So my picks last week were Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, Michigan number three, TCU number four, Tennessee number five, Oregon was number six, USC was number seven, UCLA was number eight, LSU was number 9, Alabama was 10, Ole Miss was 11, Utah was number 12, Clemson was 13, North Carolina was 14, 15 was Penn State, 16 was Tulane, 17 was Illinois, 18 was Texas, 19 was North Carolina State, number 20 was Liberty, 21 was Notre Dame, 22 was Kansas State, 23 was UCF, 24 was Washington, and 25 was Florida State and Kentucky, both there. Wow, what a weekend. And just watching everything, and, you know, come Saturday, I sit back with Sherry, and we just kind of lay in the bed and watch games. That's it. That's my Saturday is college football, watch the game, see what's happening, check the scores, you know. And it was suspenseful all the way around for everything, especially for the top four teams who I think were probably sleepwalking, shall we say, a little bit, looking ahead, you know, typical stuff. And two of those teams shouldn't have escaped, but they did. And I'm going to point out exactly what that was. That was a coaching debacle, coaching failure all the way. But we're gonna talk about that. And then we had some teams that they always do what they always do, and they just come on up, and towards the end, they just say, okay, that's it. Let's press the gas. And they go. Georgia, I mean, listen, they barely, 10 points, got away from Kentucky 16-6. Kentucky really gave them all they could handle. That was about the closest Georgia score I remember seeing. I know that Missouri gave them a game too, but Georgia kind of had their hands full with Kentucky. Kentucky was ready to go. Georgia is still my number one team. They've got the most first place votes, almost all of them except for one, and the one goes to Ohio State. But Georgia is definitely the top dog. They do what they got to do. Let's face it. They do what they have to do. They have turned into Alabama, and Alabama's turned into Georgia. Kirby Smart is a well-oiled machine running that program. I mean, they just look fantastic. Defense looks good. Offense looks good. Stetson Bennett is something else. The kid can he can throw. He can pass. They're running on all cylinders. So we're going to see what they do against LSU. That's going to be a game. I'm going to tell you, that's going to be a game. I think LSU is going to be That's going to be a game. We're going to find out who's who. Ohio State. You know what? Maryland has been a pesky team for us for a long, long time. And then there's times that we absolutely stomp them, and then other times, like we had this last weekend, to where, you know, I question the coaches on some of this stuff. The defense came up huge again. And defense will win games. But they knew what they had to get done. They did it. They put the pressure on. I just kept asking myself, where were y'all during the rest of the game? Of course, Mayan Williams, gone. but Hayden stepped right on in. 147 yards. I mean, he's small. He's fast. And he gets through the holes with a burst of speed like I've never seen. So he can carry the load. They had some depth. I mean, I figured, oh, boy, Trayvon Henderson, we're in trouble. Now Mayan Williams, oh, boy, we're in trouble. And then Hayden steps in. And they're going to hold their own just fine. Now we have Michigan coming up. Michigan, the next team, is a whole, you know, they all year long, they have been spanking people. They had their hands full just with Illinois. And that was a coaching mistake. Brett Bielema was upset with the officiating, but I got to tell you, what he did was a critical mistake, and TCU experienced the same problem with Baylor, and Baylor's coach did the exact same thing. I've never been a prevent defense type person because it prevents you from winning. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's worth a thing. Prevent defense is just terrible. It doesn't work. And when you have 3 minutes with the ball and you have to take 3 minutes off the clock, knowing the other team has three timeouts, why would you run the ball? You got the game close. You were winning the game all the way through from throwing, passing, and doing different things. So why all of a sudden would you go run, run, run? No, you want to get those first downs. You want to do that. You want to be a creative. You want to be aggressive. And they weren't doing that. It was absolutely just a travesty of justice to those kids that the coaches made those blunders. And that was coaches. That was coaches all the way through. I don't care what anybody says. I watched both of those games, and it was the same thing. Baylor, run, run, run. You know, Illinois, run, run, run. The teams are, they already know you're going to run. A slant right across the middle. You know, I mean, a wheel route, anything. Be aggressive. Had Illinois been aggressive, had Bielema been aggressive and said, listen, we're not going to run. Let's go for a first down. Make them waste those timeouts. Make them waste those timeouts. Give them nothing on the clock. Especially when you have a game that is so close that a field goal can win it for the other team. If you want to preserve that, don't do prevent defense. Don't do a very blasé type offense. Be aggressive. Attack, 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 attack. Especially when it comes down to taking out the top four teams. Why would you get lazy? And that's all that was. And guess what? It cost those kids on both those teams because Baylor should have won that game and Illinois should have won that game. There was no question in my mind. And yet they didn't do it because they ran. 3 minutes on the clock. Oh, we're going to run. We're going to take time off the clock. Well, you run, you get stopped, you lose a yard, and then the other team calls timeout. If I'm licking my chops if I'm the other team and I start seeing you setting up for a run. I'm like, all right, let's just go all out and go and stop the run. Load the box. And that's exactly what happened in both of those games. I mean, it was terrible. And TCU was prepared. You saw the offense running off the field, and the kicking team was already coming on. They didn't waste a lick of time. Look, this is what we got to do. We know what we got to do. This is how we win a game. That's aggressive. I mean, that was aggressive. And they got it done. And they had no timeouts at that point. So I feel bad for the kids from Baylor. I feel bad for the kids from Illinois. And then Brett Bielema complaining about it. I was like, go look in the mirror, dude. That was on you, man. You got to go look in the mirror. And, you know, that's one good thing that I will say about Ohio State is they get kind of aggressive. If the run is not working, abandon the run. If you're not getting the holes, you got to abandon the run. Throw some passes, loosen it up back there, let them stretch it back on out, then go for the run. But, you know, Michigan has been one of those teams that they're gashing people on the run. And Corum is just an incredible running back. I mean, he's, you know, and is he out? Is he not out? I don't know. So, you know, we're hearing rumors that he might not play. They're hearing rumors that he might play. If he doesn't play, with Jim Harbaugh talking the smack that he's talking, I think they're going to have their hands full with Ohio State. If he does play, I think Ohio State's going to have hands full with Michigan. That's really what it's going to come down to. And does Ohio State have the physicality that Michigan is playing with? Michigan is extremely physical. Can Ohio State match that? This is going to be an incredible game. I really do. And hopefully the weather is halfway decent. I don't care if it's cloudy. Snow and rain plays to Michigan's advantage. We saw that last year. Why Ohio State can't adapt to that, I don't know. But if we have like wind or anything like that, then that does throw off C.J. Stroud. So then Hayden better be able to run. You know, everyone thinks Ohio State has the advantage being the home team. I'm going to tell you, not true. Not the case. I think Michigan has the advantage right now. Because no one's expecting them to win. That gives them the advantage right away. And I'm just telling you, Michigan's a lot more stout than what people think that they are. So that's going to be very, very interesting. But this game has me nervous. I will say that. It has me nervous. So we're going to see how it plays out. I'm excited about it. If you're going to try to win it all, then you got to go through the toughest teams. Harbaugh was right about that. You got two powerhouses that are going to go at each other. So here it is. You know, this is the week. This is what we've been waiting for. This is everything that everybody's been excited about. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to find out, folks. We are definitely going to find out. Let's see if I can get my thing up there. Yes, I can. That way I keep an eye on everything. I didn't see that coming with Tennessee. I don't think anybody did. I didn't see it coming at all, and was shocked. Probably not as shell-shocked as Tennessee was. The worst part about it was Hooker tearing the ACL. Ugh. Listen, that kid has been slinging that ball around all year long. How they possibly came into South Carolina so unprepared is beyond me. But South Carolina beat them in every phase of the game on just from top to bottom. And I was absolutely floored because how do you play 10 bad games and then have one great game? I have not figured that out. It is beyond me. And what am I going to expect with the Clemson game coming up now for South Carolina? Are they going to be able to handle the Clemson defense? I know the offense isn't terrific, but are they going to be able to match wits with them or get blown out again? And it's at Clemson. And then I have to ask myself, how does this happen? That one was the coaching. That's coaching there. Talent all the way around the field goes to Tennessee on that. Not showing up for the game, that advantaged South Carolina. And boy, did they. I mean, whew. Didn't see it coming, wasn't expecting it. And the sad part is that I honestly believe Tennessee was probably going to end up in the playoffs had they gotten past South Carolina and Vanderbilt coming up this week. Win those two games, you're in. Because sooner or later, you know Ohio State, Michigan, one of those teams is going to drop to number 5. You know it. And you don't know what's going to happen with Georgia and LSU. And if you looked at LSU last week, they were ranked number 9. You knock off the number 1 team, you're not going to number 1. That might get you at number 5. But it's not going to get you at number 1. So I just didn't expect to see it. I didn't expect to see it. Diesel. I hear my dog. He's whimpering over here. You are fine. Stay right here. All right, so let's move on. Now we've talked about the Tennessee game. That puts USC at number 5 because that hole is vacant. So USC is there, and they knocked off UCLA. I'm going to tell you, great game. Did what they had to do. And you can't fault UCLA for that. They played a great game themselves. That just came down to who was the better team at that point. Who had the luck go their way and everything else, and it went Southern Cal's way. Southern Cal right there, you know. It is what it is, and they're there now, you know. So 10-1, and hey, right outside the gate, and the Pac-12 could actually get into the playoffs. We're going to see how everything turns out. The only way I could see it not happening is if you have a 49-48 win one way or other with Michigan, Ohio State. If it's within 3 points, I don't know that it'll change the order. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, because who then is the best one loss team? That's going to be interesting. So, all right. So we got Southern Cal at number 5. Number 6. Well, LSU is there. So they're back in it right there. The problem I had was Alabama is now number 7. I don't think so. I can't put Alabama ahead of a one-loss Clemson team. I don't see the justification for that, because I'm not sure Alabama could beat Clemson. And I think what's going to happen to South Carolina is they're going to be brought right back down to reality after they play Clemson. But we're going to see. Then I have Alabama, number 8. Number 9, Oregon. I'm not sure what to think of this team. I don't like them at number 9. I like Penn State at number 9. I'd rather put Oregon at number 10. And the reason for it is Penn State just played everybody else and won, except for Michigan and Ohio State. That's the number 2 and the number 3 team in the nation. That's a tough schedule, man. So I like Penn State for that. And I like them over Oregon. I like Oregon at number 10. Number 11, Washington. Washington, they beat them. They're at 11. It was just a perfect night, and that's just the way it went. I have number 12, Kansas State. I'm not sure what's going on in the Big 12. So If Kansas State wins these next two games, I believe that they're going to be ending up playing TCU again. I think Kansas State has a chance of knocking TCU off. So they were up on them, you know, the first time around. How they got back into the game, I don't know. That's something the coaches have to figure out and work out. Sloppy, but it happened. But Kansas State really looks like a powerhouse for the Big 12, so we're going to leave them there at number 12. Number 13, Tennessee. Again, you had to drop that far. From 5 to 13, it was going to happen because you just got, well, you got spanked, and that's just the way it goes. Number 14, I have Utah. Number 15, I have Notre Dame. Notre Dame, you know, everyone was laughing, and now all of a sudden here's Notre Dame, and guess who they get to play now? Southern Cal. Can Notre Dame upset Southern Cal? They have a history of it, and when you think that they can't, they do. So I can't rule Notre Dame out of this game. As a matter of fact, I kind of like them because I don't think anybody else does. But I kind of like Notre Dame for this game. So, and then we have Florida State at number 16. And they got Florida. So this will be interesting. Tough to decide on which team is going to show up and which team is not in that game. I think Florida has kind of the advantage there. We're going to have to wait and see on that one. Number 17, UNC. You were in prime position. Again, another team that was in prime position. You controlled your destiny, and you blew it to Georgia Tech? How in the world is that happening? I have no idea. But it did. And it boggles my mind. So instead of going right against Clemson and having one loss, now you got UNC. You just took away some of Clemson's credibility and strength of schedule because you got a loss, and it was by an unranked Georgia Tech team. So at your home, it's unbelievable. Why UCLA fell to number 18? To me that's a little much, but there it is. You did lose, and that's the bottom line. So. Deal with it. Either way, it's going to be a great bowl game for you. Ole Miss. I have no words. Lane Kiffin, you lose to Alabama by 7. You played a great game. You had more total yards. You had them beat. And then you lay an egg? Really? number 20, I have Tulane. Number 21, I have Cincinnati, and I believe, here it comes, those two are going at each other. And then number 22, Oregon State, and number 23, Coastal Carolina. You know what, they don't get to play Virginia. We understand why. I mean, come on, guys, that's normal. What a great game that would have been. But Coastal Carolina, 9 wins, guys. I mean, come on. So, you know, they, great team. Oh, number 24. I've looked at this and I thought, okay, who could be 24? I mean, I didn't really have an answer. Utsa is probably going to be there. And who did I have for number 25? 25, Illinois. And I'll tell you why. They really took Michigan right to the brink. I know that they lost a couple games. They lost one to Purdue. Understand something. Purdue and Illinois, they're the only ones that can actually win the West in the Big Ten. So that's kind of what we're looking at. And we're going to see what happens. We're going to see if Purdue's for real or if they're not for real. It could be Illinois. They're not out yet. So we're going to wait and see because it's kind of a mess over there. But definitely, they're either going to be playing Ohio State or they're going to be playing Michigan. And I'll tell you what, that's going to be a good game too. So that'll be enjoyable. But anyway, guys, I am out of here. That is it for offsides in the top 25. Some great games. These are going to be a great weekend for college football. And I'll tell you what, it almost breaks my heart because it's all coming to a close as far as, you know, the regular year. And then right after this weekend, we're starting to get into the championship games. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to take a look at some good bowl games and everything, because if Southern Cal does get into the playoffs, that's going to open the door. Who's going to go to the Rose Bowl after them? Will it be UCLA? Will it be Oregon? It's going to be very interesting, but whoever it is, the Big Ten's going to have their hands full, because Oregon is a good team. Bo Nix is a good team. He's a good quarterback, and he's playing tough, and Oregon is fast, and they have a very prolific offense. So it's going to be very interesting to see who plays who. But then again, it could end up being Penn State, because either Ohio State or Michigan's going to get into the playoffs, and then it's going to open up another, New Year's Six. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be fantastic. But anyway, listen, guys, thanks for joining in. Ready for the calls anytime you guys are this next time around. Just give us a holler, and I'd love to hear from you. But thank you for joining us. You're on Offsides, and let's get out of here with, here's a classic. Let's see. How about this one right here, folks? We'll see you later. Enjoy college football, and we'll talk to you later. Take Point 22 will not be on tonight, just so that everybody knows. It will not be on tonight, so we will catch you all next week, and we wish everyone a wonderful, happy holidays. Until then, you all do this and take this advice.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring out.